It's The Takeaway. I'm Todd Zwillick. The Montana special election you just heard about took a dark turn last night. Greg Gianforte, the CEO Republican nominee in Montana's special House election, has been charged with misdemeanor assault. Gianforte allegedly grabbed reporter Ben Jacobs, slammed him to the ground, and punched him. This was after Jacobs asked Gianforte his position on health care. There are eyewitnesses, and there's audio of the encounter.
And what we'll talk to you about that later.
Yeah, but there's not going to be time. I'm just curious if you have
to speak
right
with
now.
Shane, please.
But you
don't. I'm sick and tired of you guys. The last time that came in here, you did the same thing. Get the hell out of here. Get the hell out of here. The last guy did the same thing. You were the guardian?
Yes, and you just broke my glasses.
The last guy did the same damn thing.
You just body slammed me and broke my glasses.
That audio comes from Ben Jacobs of The Guardian. We turn now to Eric Whitney. He's news director for Montana Public Radio. Eric, welcome.
Hello.
Much of the world has seen or at least heard what happened. What's been the reaction where you are inside Montana?
People are stunned and shocked. It seems totally out of character for Greg Gianforte. It's a totally unexpected turn on the eve of the election. One substantial reaction is that the state's largest newspapers that had endorsed Mr. Gianforte rescinded their endorsements just a few minutes after the assault charge was filed, a little after 10 o'clock last night.
Is there a sense that news of this incident is out to everyday voters, people going to their jobs this morning on Election Day?
I don't think anyone who's looked at a news source in Montana is unaware of this today. It's significant, though, that absentee voting here started on May 1st. And the best figures we have show that about 37% of the almost 700,000 registered voters have already voted. So how much this will affect the actual results in the race is unknown.
Montana has early voting, but it also has same-day registration, right?
That's correct. One issue with same-day voting is this election has really hit the county governments that are in charge of elections hard. A lot of them were complaining that they didn't have the money to conduct this election the way they wanted to. And also, a lot of traditional polling places, like local schools, are not available as polling places this time around because they've already been booked for graduation or other events. And like I said, the counties don't necessarily have the money to open all of the polling places that they wanted to or would in a normal election. So we're concerned that people are going to go to their regular polling places and find that they're not open. The county clerks have been doing everything they can to get their word out about that, to let people know that they might have to go somewhere else to vote, but to let people know that they can go, in general, can go to their county courthouse and same-day register to vote. So I think we may see some additional same-day voter registration, but we're also watching for voter confusion about just where and how to vote this time around.
Meanwhile, are you seeing any active moves from Democrats, either, you know, outside political forces or inside the state there, to try to capitalize on this this remarkable turn of events for Greg Gianforte and get people to the polls?
I've seen some traffic on Twitter that progressive organizations have quickly turned campaign ads using the audio that you played. And I know that the Democrats have a pretty well-respected ground game in Montana. I know that they were already planning to send volunteers out into neighborhoods canvassing, trying to get people to get out the vote. And I'd be surprised if those campaign volunteers are not going to bring this up with voters when they talk to them today.
Eric, we should say that Greg Gianforte released a statement about this incident. It says that Ben Jacobs shoved a recorder in his face and that Jacobs grabbed Gianforte. Now, Ben Jacobs says the only thing factually correct about that statement is his name and place of employment at the Guardian newspaper. Have we heard anything else from Greg Gianforte now that he's been charged?
We have not. And all of our attempts, and I believe all of the attempts of the Montana media and other media to reach Mr. Gianforte and his campaign staff after the incident have not been returned.
Eric Whitney, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Eric Whitney is news director for Montana Public Radio.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.